The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After making the crossing to the other side of the sea, Jesus and his disciples came to land at Gennesaret and tied up there. As they were leaving the boat, people immediately recognized him. They scurried about the surrounding country and began to bring in the sick en masse to wherever they heard he was. Whatever villages or towns or countryside he entered, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch only the tassel on his cloak. And as many as touched it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord. In the year 1850, the church declared that Our Lady was immaculately conceived. And when the Holy Father did that, he said, "This is a truth that we have always believed, a truth that is hidden in sacred scripture, but that we find in the writings of the Father and all down through the ages. And I am proclaiming it now in a definitive way so that no Catholic would doubt that this is a truth of our faith essential for our salvation." It was 8 years later, in 1858, that Our Lady appeared to Saint Bernadette in the year 1858. And when Bernadette asks, "What is your name?" how does Our Lady respond? She says, "I am the Immaculate Conception." Now, she did not say, "I am the one who was immaculately conceived." She said, "I am the Immaculate Conception," as if that's her very identity, as if it's her very essence, her own being. Now, how can she say such a thing? There are saints and theologians who say that our Blessed Mother Mary was the first thought in the mind of God. Or they will say the Father's first thought was that his Son would take flesh, and therefore that his Son would need a mother. And so from all eternity in the mind of God, there was the concept of this woman. A concept of this woman who would be all pure, who would be immaculate. And so Our Lady could say, "I am the Immaculate Conception." St. Maximian Kolbe puts it very beautifully. He says, "When a woman gets married, she takes the name of her husband." He says, "In the mystery of God, who is the one immaculately conceived?" He says, "It is the Holy Spirit who is conceived by the love of the Father and the Son." The Holy Spirit is the uncreated immaculate conception in God. And Our Lady, being the spouse of the Holy Spirit, is the created immaculate conception. Taking the name of her spouse, she could say, "I am the Immaculate Conception." And what does this mean about Our Lady and her relationship with the Holy Spirit? I close with this quote from St. Maximian Kolbe. "The Holy Spirit does not confer any grace. The Father does not give supernatural life to any soul. Unless these gifts are bestowed through the mediatrix of all grace, the Immaculate One, Our Lady, who cooperates in the giving and distributes the graces as she wills. She obtains everything from God as if belonging to herself, and she distributes the treasure of these graces to whomever she wills, as she wills." We became temples of the Holy Spirit in our baptism. Let us ask Our Lady that we too might respond in the way that she did, with the total gift of herself, that he might fill us as he desires.